The network went live back in 2012 on 80 state-owned towers. Since then, about 40 more have joined the statewide communication system. Josh Ripp is the WISCOM program manager at the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Ripp says they're studying how the system works, what can be done to improve it, and how to pay for it.
What we don't have right now is a good plan for when the equipment on WISCOM reaches end of life. We don't have an idea of how we're going to pay for the replacement equipment to go in that place.
Ripp says the network is supported by state funding in states like Michigan, but Illinois requires those on its system to pay a fee. Some Wisconsin counties that are already paying to maintain WISCOM sites are opposed to chipping in more through a user fee. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.